Good afternoon, Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. This is Kiri here. How are you?
Oh, hey. Yeah. Another day in paradise.
I caught you off guard.
No, that's A-okay. What can I do for you?
I want you to cast your mind back to last Thursday,
yeah.
If you can. Ollie Rosa, it was an eclectus that came in
yes.
And ended up going home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going through the Zella reports, and he owed $1,693.91, but he ended up paying $1,964.61, so $270.70 more than he should have. I don't know if there was a payment that was taken off after we finalized it, or whether or not we stuffed up or we owe him that money. I was just wondering, do you know anything about that?
I don't. That's quite the whoopsie. No, I don't. No one's mentioned anything to me. But
yeah.
I'm just in surgery at the moment. I can just pick said brains afterwards.
Yeah, well, he hasn't obviously complained, but he hasn't probably done his bank statements or anything yet. But that's a big amount of money not to to miss.
Yes.
And it just seems a weird amount. So I was just wondering
maybe something was fixed.
Whether we typed in the wrong number, because 6 and 9 is close, but it's totally different. Sorry.
Yeah, $300.
Yeah, so if nothing has happened, we'll probably have to just give him a call and say, well, he's coming back on the 9th. Whether or not he wants it as a credit,
because we because I emailed him the amount and it was $1,693.91.
Yeah,
because he was initially going to bank transfer.
Yeah, he paid. I've got an FPOS slip for it, so he paid in person.
Yeah. And it was
1964.61.
Okie
dokie.
I'll have a look.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess, like, we can definitely, we can refund that portion of the amount from it onto his FPOS card or whatever he paid with once we get onto Zella. But I don't know if he wants it as a prepayment because he's coming back for revisit and stuff next week or something. So
I have no idea. But he definitely hasn't called.
No, he's but good. Yeah, it's definitely his slip that we've had. So I don't know. So
I can just
but I don't
know.
Think we could have made a payment and then someone take something off unless they did it at the exact same time as we're taking payments. That's all.
No, I think maybe it was just a bit of a whoopsie.
Yeah,
actually, with
I don't
punching
know.
In numbers or something. I'm not too sure. I didn't take his last week was such a blur, wasn't it? So.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you. Like, just doing your hours, I'm like, how are you even still functioning? Thank you so much for that.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for paying me.
Well, I haven't yet done it. I need to go into the bank, but I processed on zero. But, yeah, you're in for a nice payday this week.
Yay. I've got a feeling people are financially secure. Hooray.
that's
good. Not a problem at all, and I'm glad that you're feeling better.
I've got a sinus infection now, but I'm on antibiotics.
Oh.
So yay. But, I know. It's just a gift that keeps on giving, really. But, yeah, you can get that. But, if you could just find out, and if it is just a whoopsie, maybe if you want to give him a call and just say, listen, just going through our bank statements and we just realised that you are overcharged, do you want it as a prepayment or do you want to do it as we can refund the card?
Yeah.
And if you just leave a note, I can do that tomorrow if you don't know how to do it on the Zella machine, but I just know you weren't in tomorrow, so if it happened to be yourself that took the payment or what knew what was going on, then it was easy just to talk to you about it.
Yeah, no, I didn't take the payment for him, but that's all, but I think it just may have been just a little bit of a whoopsie.
Easy fix, but I'm surprised he hasn't chased it up, to tell you the truth.
Me too. There's also one coming in tomorrow. Guy Phillips with Lilo. Kelwyn accidentally he meant to charge them lactulose and he charged them spirolactulone.
Oh, okay.
So I called her. She's wonderful, super understanding, and just said that there'll be just the difference of the medication for, she's coming in for a checkup for just like a health check for one of her other pigs tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So do we do it as a prepayment or do I just put it in as a discount on the actual invoice when it goes home?
I wasn't sure what you would like to do as it's not hospitalised. It was just one of her other pigs that we saw as a consult yesterday.
Yeah.
So I've just left the invoice open and just put a note on her appointment for tomorrow.
Yeah.
That there's the remaining amount as a discount, as a wrong charge for wrong medication. But I just wasn't sure how you wanted to do that on Panacea.
Yeah. Oh, who knows on Panacea. Yeah. It's $1 million
she
question,
was
really.
For it to just be a discount instead of a refund.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Okay. So you haven't finalised off the.
I took payment, but I haven't finalised the invoice.
Okay. Yeah. Probably the easiest way is just because she's already paid whatever she was meant to pay, the $211. So probably just because we'll have to account for that anyway. So just pay that off and then I see the note tomorrow and I'll just put it in as a discount and explain to her when it goes home that that discount's for the overchargement of Stitch's medication.
Yeah, no, that's all good. I called her at like 5:30 yesterday and she was super understanding.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Too easy. Excellent. Nothing else tomorrow that I need to know of?
So I'm sure something will pop up in the crack works, but not at this stage, no.
Oh, fair enough. Well, yeah, just message me if it does. And
Yeah.
Otherwise, lock and load tomorrow.
Too easy. Alrighty. Well, I'll see you Friday.
Yep, not a problem. See you then. All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.